This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much, and welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Two hot players today warming up for today's big match. One of these guys is going to have an opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, are you ready? You all set? Let's go play Starcade. Boy, what an audience. That's nice to hear you clapping and yelling there. Welcome to you at home. Here we are in Starcade with our two contestants. Very special show today, so don't you go away. You're going to have a good time watching today. Your name?
David Stern.
David, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is David Stern. And I
I know that. I know that, David.
And I go to Lakes Junior High School in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And I'm in seventh grade, and I like playing trumpet and doing magic.
Good. Well, welcome, David. We wish you good luck. Let's meet your opponent right now. Your name is?
Spencer Pond.
Spencer, you buy your shirt where David bought his?
Probably.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, right now I'm a junior at San Francisco State University with a major in business administration finance.
Uh-huh, and you like to play video games?
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to be later when you get out in the world?
Probably a bank president.
All right, well then I'll borrow some money from you. Okay, guys, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you two is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Pole Position 2. Boy, would that be fun to take home. You two guys shake hands. Shake hands. Shake hands, David. That's it. Head over towards the podium. And Kevin is going to tell us what's so special about today's show, Kev.
Jeff, it is a special show indeed. Only two games today. Pole Position 2, a driving experience on four tracks, and TX1, the most awesome racing adventure ever. Jeff.
Oh, boy, wait till one of you guys are going to get a chance to get in that TX1. That is really something. Now, Pole Position 2, that's today's game. All of them are Pole Position 2, and both of you, of course, had a chance to play it before today's show. Now, there's four game tracks on Pole Position 2, four racetracks you can race around, and one of those tracks is a mystery track. So if you pick it in the first three times, a valuable prize is automatically going to be yours, and we'll ask Kevin to tell everybody what that prize is. Kev?
The mystery track is Fuji.
Of course, what he did is he told him what the mystery track was, and he didn't tell everybody because you don't know, and you don't know, and I don't know. Okay? All right, I have a question for you. First one to answer the question gets to pick the track. If you're all set, hands on buzzers. The player's name in Donkey Kong 3 is A. Stanley, B. Mario. Spencer.
Mario.
No, it's Stanley, if you can believe that. It's Donkey Kong 3. And so that means, David, you get to pick the first track that we're going to race on here in Pole Position 2. Which track do you think you'd like?
Fuji.
Boy, did you say the magic words. Fuji was a mystery track, and Kevin will tell David what he won.
It's pack time, David. You won a Pac-Man and a Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
Okay. Now, for those of you who haven't seen Pole Position 2, you stay tuned because you're going to see some wild things. We'll play the Fuji track, and Kevin will tell us about it. And, David, you know how to get on over there.
Gentlemen, to your racing machines. The race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await. The Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. David and Spencer, start your engines. You've chosen the Fuji track.
Do me a favor. When you get out there on the track, will you run Kevin over? All right, David. Now, you've come all the way from Idaho to play this game. The most important thing about Pole Position 2 is don't crash.
Right.
If you see all four of your tires going in the air, you'll know you made a serious mistake.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you picked the Fuji track, and you might want to listen to this too, Spencer. That same hairpin turn is there on Fuji track, about the fourth turn in, the big hairpin turn to the left. You can cut across in the grass, but watch out. There's a sign just after the turn.
Yeah, all right? I know.
Okay. We wish you good luck, David. You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play.
Prepare to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
75 seconds. $1,590, not bad at all. A couple of crashes there, but let's see what happens when Spencer comes down. David goes back. Come on, Spencer. Well, he gave you a little driving room there. He crashed a couple of times, so you want to be careful not to do that, huh, Spence?
Yeah, you betcha.
As you probably noticed, this is a lot faster than pole position one. This thing really moves.
Yeah.
You all set to go?
Sure.
Good luck to you, Spencer. Ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Play. Here we go. Nice smooth driving so far. Oh, no. 30 seconds. There, that's the way to do that. $10,320. Okay, Spencer, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Let these guys rest up a little bit. We'll be back in a minute. See who gets to choose the next track right here on Starcade.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Pole Position 2. Challenge your driving skills on four internationally famous tracks, the Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Each one more challenging than the other. Pole Position 2, furnished by Atari. Time now to go back to our races. Here's Jeff Edwards.
All righty. The Fuji track is over with. Both of you crashed twice, so we probably have a pretty close game going. Let's see. David, you have a score so far of 10,590. Spencer, you have 10,320, so very, very close. David's in the lead. We'll still play another track in this round, then the total points scored on both tracks will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So, to determine who's going to choose the next track, I have a question for you. Hands on buzzers. In Time Pilot, how many biplanes must be destroyed before the player can move on to the next challenge? A, 56, B, 24. David.
56.
You're right. Well, David, you get to choose the next track. Which one's it going to be?
Test track.
The test track. Okay, it's a little easier track. We'll see how well you do. And Kevin will tell us about the test track and pole position, too.
Don't be fooled by the simplicity of the test track. This course is designed to provide the ultimate test of your racing machine. Your driving skills will be pressed to speeds over 260 miles an hour. David, start your engines for the pole position test track.
Okay. The test track it is, David. And Spencer, you might want to listen to this, too. You got two good straightaways in the test track. If you get in trouble, and it looks like there's two cars in front of you right next to each other, if you stay right in the center, you can get right through them.
Okay.
Okay, good luck to you, David. It's the test track. You have 50 seconds once again. You ready? Get set. Play.
Prepare to qualify.
For real, 10,400.
points, David. Congratulations to you. 10,400 points. The audience is counting you down right whether you crash or not, right?
Yeah.
All right, not bad driving. Head on back. Here comes Spencer. Spencer, I think that if you can get through it without crashing, you'll catch up a little bit, and you need some points, okay?
All right, fine.
All right, good luck to you, Spence. It's the test track once again. You ready? Get set. Play. Run for the end. 10 seconds to go. $10,790. We have a really close match here. Head on back. We're going to add up the scores. See who's going to get to play the name of the game board. It's very, very close. Both of you had a chance to play the Fuji track and the test track of pole position two. Now, one of you is going to go for a special prize, so we total up the scores from both tracks. See who's going to play the name of the game board. David, you have 20,990. Watch how close this is. Spencer, you have 21,110. Spencer, you caught up and you passed David. That means you get to play the name of the game board. Come on down. It's interesting that you got to play this board because you got to play a little longer in pole position because he qualified.
Yeah.
So that crash helped you out, strangely enough. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a prize. Kevin, tell us what Spencer has a chance of winning.
Spencer, if you get 3 out of 4, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And if you get all 4 right, it's a White's Metal Detector, featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
Okay. Now, here we go, Spencer. In the upper left-hand corner, take a look. Is that Munchmobile or Burning Rubber?
Munchmobile.
Right you are. That's one. Number two, Bump and Jump or Grand Champion?
Bump and Jump.
Bump and Jump is right in the center. Triple Punch or Amidar?
Amidar.
Doing great. Let's even get the last one. Zaxxon or Explorer?
Zaxxon.
Right you are. You got all 4. Congratulations. You get yourself a White Metal Detector. You're in the lead so far, but the lead could change. We'll find out if it does right after this. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. Now, you guys, David and Spencer, we have a very close score. Anybody could win, and it's going to happen right here. This time, we only have one more track. There's only 40 seconds to play it, okay? And then we total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all tracks is going to get a chance to win their own pole position, too. If you guys are ready, here's your last question. Hands on buzzers. The player in Motor Race USA improves his ranking by A, entering cities, B, passing cars. Spencer.
By passing cars.
Passing cars is right. Now you get to pick the last track. You're slightly in the lead. Let's see what you're going to pick.
Seaside.
Seaside. Okay, that's a really tough track, and Kevin's going to tell us about that.
Welcome to Seaside, a greater challenge than Fuji with twists and turns that will test your driving skill to the limit. Gentlemen, prepare for the next challenge. Rev your engines. The race is about to begin.
You know, this show is just worth hearing Kevin talk like that. All right, Spencer, it's Seaside. You need to keep your lead here. You'll have 40 seconds to play it. There's some really tough turns in here, so use your concentration and try not to crash, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck to you. Get ready? Get set? Play.
Prepare to qualify.
Yeah. turn. Whoa, nice going. Way to drop. $8,230. Nice driving. Boy, you got through some tight spots. You satisfied with your work there?
Pretty good.
All right, head on back. Let's see what happens with David. David, he gave you something to shoot at. Were you watching?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, it is going to be hard to beat. If you don't crash, you'll beat him, and you need to get those points, okay? You have 40 seconds. Seaside is the track. If you're ready, turn around, and we'll get started. Okay, get ready. Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
Well done. Too bad. Hang in there. 20 seconds. That's it. 10 seconds, make this turn. You got it. Wow! Oh, David. 7,070. All right, David, a little tough luck there. A couple of crashes, but head on back. We'll total up all the scores now. And either David or Spencer is going to have a chance now to go for his own pole position, depending on who has the highest score. David, you have a total of 28,060. Nice driving. Spencer, you have 29,340. Congratulations, champ. Very good driving. And David, you have nothing to be ashamed of. That's a good score. And you like pole position, too?
Yeah.
A lot of fun, isn't it? Well, we have some nice gifts for you for being here on Starcade. I hope you have a nice trip back to Idaho. And thanks for coming here to the show.
Thanks.
Okay? Bye-bye, David. And Spencer, we have something really special for you because you are our big winner of the day. Kev?
Spencer, it's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
Great. All right. Now, you've also won the right to play for our grand prize. That's pole position two, and you're going to play for it in a very, very special way. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, champ, you're the champion driver in pole position two. Now you're going to get a chance to do some real driving. This is your chance to win your own pole position two. To win it, we're going to put you in the driver's seat of the TX1. You're going to sit in there for 60 seconds. You're going to drive as best as you can drive. And during the commercial break, we inform you that if you stay in there for 60 seconds and score at least 49,679 points, then you are going to be the winner of your own pole position, too. That score, by the way, is the average score of more than 12 other players who drove that same TX1, okay?
All right.
All right, Spencer, that means if you score 49,679 points or more in 60 seconds, you're going to win pole position, too. So while we go over and get ready to play the game, Kevin will tell us about the TX1.
And now for the most awesome racing event of the century, the TX1 Raceway Test. Few even qualify for it. 15 qualifying tracks, 8 tracks around the world. Gentlemen, start your engines. The TX1 race is about to begin.
All right, it's the TX1. I can tell you a couple things about the TX1. If you spin out, hang on, because you're liable to come out of it okay. You know, you have 60 seconds. You probably can get away with crashing once. I'm not sure, and still make it. But the best to try not to crash.
Yeah, I will.
Gear shift is on your left. You have a brake pedal. You have an accelerator, and of course, you have the steering wheel. Anything else you need to know?
I don't think so.
Okay, you don't have a safety belt.
No.
So, all right, should have really have one of those. You need 49,679 points in 60 seconds. Climb in the cockpit. Get yourself settled. Okay, you comfortable?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Sure.
Good luck. Get ready, get set, drive. Here we go. tunnel. 20 seconds. Spencer Boyle, boy, almost right at the buzzer. Terrific. Way to go. Come on out. Spencer got himself his own pole position. What a driver in the TX1. This is Jeff Edwards from Starrcade. Stick with us. We'll see you in the next show. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
Some of the Starrcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.